All right, Friday morning here, ready for the weekend. I am. I don't know about you, Mr. Geiger.
You got shopping done?
Well.
That's right. You told me a little earlier. You stay out of the way of Beverly.
I just keep out of the way best I can. Of course, I shop for her. I consult on some of the other stuff.
Do you know what you're going to get her?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm not going to tell you
Fur line sink?
Yeah, right. That's exactly it. Electric dog washer.
A cheese stretcher?
A shelf stretcher.
Yeah, okay.
I once worked in a clothing store when I was in high school, and we had a new employee come in, and these guys sent him down to, it was in the mall.
Yeah.
Not this mall, but another mall.
Right.
And they sent him down to the end of the mall to get a shelf stretcher.
A self stretcher.
And the guy down there on the other end of the
was in on it,
and he came back with a 12-foot ladder. But that's another story.
If I go fetch the left-handed screwdriver. Just pull your chain.
That's right.
Just pull your chain.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Well, what you got?
Well, hey, first of all, good luck to Roy Williams and the boys. They have to go up to Charlottesville this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be a tough one on Sunday, playing the Wahoos, the defending national champions.
Yeah.
But I thought today, Mr. Stutz, the category LPs.
I thought you were going to say coaches' wives, because I know you
love
Tony Bennett's wife.
Oh man, I do like her.
Talking to her.
She's so sharp.
Yeah.
Just so cool.
Just like him.
Yeah.
I mean, he is, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're perfect. I mean, perfect match.
Yeah.
Tony Bennett's wife is not the coach's wife that you would expect.
No.
She's just down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
Wears jeans to the game. Very personable.
Yeah. Well, I hear the same about him, although I've never actually met him. I'm sure you have.
Well, he's a good guy. Very soft-spoken.
Yeah.
But is able also to channel the intensity required to motivate young men to do better than they thought they could do.
And they've done pretty darn well.
Well, I tell you what.
For sure.
We talk about our redemption after losing to Villanova in the last seconds of the national championship game.
Mm-hmm.
How would you like to go from losing to UMBC in the first round of the NCAA tournament, the only time a 16th seed has knocked off a number one seed ever? I thought UMBC was a bank. And then to come back the following season, you want to talk about redemption and win the national championship in such dramatic fashion.
Yeah, that takes a lot of motivation.
Woo! Holy smoke. All right, here's the LP question.
Okay.
What was the name of the Beatles' first studio album?
Hmm.
What was the name of the Beatles' first studio album?
Then you get into, you know, whether it was released in the United States or released in England.
This was released March 22nd, 1963 in the UK.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's an important qualifier.
Where it gets.
You got a good guess. Give us a call, 919-929-WCHL.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right. Of course. 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
All right, this is a little bit of a confusing question here.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Beatles.
If it was in the United States, the name of the first album was
Meet the Beatles.
Meet the Beatles.
With those poor headshots there on the album.
Yeah.
Black
in the UK, as I mentioned, March 22nd, 1963, its release, it had the name of the single.
Which
went to number one in their home country and stayed there for 30 weeks.
That's amazing. Well, you know, at first I was thinking, when you asked the question at first, I was thinking, Love Me Do.
Yeah.
But no, it was Please Please Me.
Correct. Please Please Me was the name of the album in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And the single, which I still love,
yeah,
despite the fact that John Lennon blows the lyrics on the second verse. If you listen carefully, you can hear him, but they left it.
Yeah.
But that went to number one in the UK.
Yeah.
And then stayed there for 30
weeks. That's more than half a year. That's amazing.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's jaw-dropping. Holy smoke. And then, of course, based upon all that popularity and success, it just so happens that Ed Sullivan's going through an airport in London, and he hears this incredible reaction and asks what's going on, and they tell him, well, it's this popular group. It's just kind of taking the country by storm, and he goes, I'm bringing them to the States.
Yeah. So he had them on, and that
February of 64.
Wow, that was really the beginning of something special here in the
United
States.
How cool was that? Remember
certainly
how fun that was?
Affected my life. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was sixth grade. Mm-hmm. You were seventh?
I was like ninth, I think.
Holy smoke!
Yeah, I was ninth grade. First song I ever heard by them was I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
First single I ever bought, another orange and yellow swirl of Capitol Records.
Capitol, yeah.
I Want to Hold Your Hand, and on the flip side was 1, 2, 3, 4.
I saw her standing there.
I saw her standing there.
That's right.
How could I dance with her mother when I saw her standing there? Our bear.
Whatever, man. I love it.